couple of years down the road, your life has taken a, I'll be honest with you, Aaron, very unexpected turn.
Yeah. Is it good or not? Or is it not good?
Well, depends upon how you look at things. Aaron, you, a couple of years down the road, you are the manager of the Velveeta Room in Austin,
Oh Lord,
Texas.
how did that happen?
You've taken over like booking and managing
Oh
the
no.
Velveeta Room Comedy Club.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want
But
to go back to Austin. Yeah, I don't want to.
you feel like you have to.
Yeah. Why?
So, the reason that you go back there is that I kind of like move out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you move out of town?
Because I'm buried in Northern Virginia.
Oh Lord.
So I've
That's not
done.
moving, Pat. That's not moving. Moving is when you pack all your shit up and you throw
I
in a
packed it all
U-Haul
up.
or your car. No.
They packed it all up, so I mean,
You didn't, because you were dead.
no, I
What
didn't. No,
happened
no,
to
no,
you?
no. Oh, a piano fell on my head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was I was out going for a walk.
Yeah.
I had just finished
Jacking
volunteering,
off. That's what I call
and
it
I was
too.
walk.
Don't worry.
I was walking past recently Austin, or rather a few years down the road, Austin has a this new business. It's like they advertise themselves as the piano store with like basically the largest piano store in the world, the tallest.
Who gives
So
a fuck? The tall Oh, I bought my piano. Where'd you get it from? The tallest piano store in the world? Like,
yeah,
oh,
that's like their
cool. Do they have
thing.
good deals?
They honestly have some pretty good deals.
Okay,
Yeah.
well,
It's 100
the height
stories.
doesn't mean that's fucking ridiculous. That's absolutely that is a ridiculous height for a piano store.
But they got every type of piano you would ever want.
Who fucking cares?
They got one
Who
that's
cares?
just they got one that's just black keys.
Like the white keys are missing, or the white keys are also black keys?
No, all black keys, dude. They're the only ones brave enough to try something like that.
And only play songs from the Black Keys.
And the thing about this, about the piano store is that it is the world's tallest piano store, is that
What's it
as
called?
it's called the Ivory Ticklers.
Oh. Okay.
100 floors of fun.
Well.
So at Ivory Ticklers, their thing is that, like, yeah, they know that that it's a gimmick. It's like the world's tallest, piano store. We get it. It's kind of silly, but it
No, it's
brings.
fucking stupid and bad business. You know how expensive rent is in Austin? You know how expensive it would be? You said it's 100 floors.
Yeah, but their thing is, look. That's what brings people in. But a lot of those people, they leave with pianos. Like they are very good at their job. The head salesman of the Ivory Ticklers, his name is Kent Mittens. And his whole like ethos is if you have hands, you can play piano. And he's very passionate about it. So, in all honesty, like this guy sells probably about like 30 pianos a day. He's very, very good. And so
Who's buying all these fucking pianos in Austin?
with live music capital of the world,
Yeah, but 30 a day?
people need pianos.
People need 30 pianos a day. And this is again, 100 floor, 100 stories of pianos that are being sold, and this one salesman is selling 30 a day.
Yeah, so he has the inside to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson like will he orders he'll like buy pianos from there, and then he'll get like stoned and like just like lose them. And so
So Willie Nelson is too high, and it's keeping this, again, 100 floor piano store in business.
well, that's not the whole thing. That's just part of it. I'm just saying, like,
Willie
you know.
Nelson's hot ridden dementia is fueling this fucking piano store.
Like I said, it's not a majority, but it helps. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, this one guy is selling 30 fucking pianos a day.
Yeah.
That's unreal. That's unreal. Even if he takes 2 days off. You know, I knew a lot of commission guys that wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this guy does not take days off. This guy, like I said, his whole
So
thing
he doesn't
is
take days off.
no. Doesn't
So
believe in
he's
him.
selling almost 1,000 pianos a month. A month.
It's, yeah. And when they, like, at one point, like, when it hits a thousand, like, 1,000 pianos sold in 1 month, like, they release, like, balloons that are shaped like pianos, and then they bring out like cake that looks like pianos and stuff like that. And they're like, celebrate good times, come on. And he's like, now that's a lot of
Celebrate.
pianos.
And he's hitting that 1,000 number regularly.
On a pretty consistent basis, until the day that he hit like 3,000, and he
In a
was a
month?
well, this was after like they're kind of like keeping track of like
Oh,
totals,
okay,
yeah.
gotcha.
And he started like he couldn't help himself. He's been pretty stoic his entire life, but he was very, very psyched. And he just danced a little bit, like he couldn't help it, you know, he was so excited. And he knocked one of the pianos out the window, and it just like fell and like fucking smashed me in my stupid head, and I died.
Man,
And
that
my
sucks.
yeah, and then about a week later, it turns out that like, you know, in my will, I named you as like a beneficiary. And you like control my estate and stuff like that.
What?
And yeah, and part of it is you take on managing my job, booking the
Oh, I
Velveeta.
don't want that. I don't want that. I would be so fucking pissed off. I've moved to Los Angeles and my life has been absolute dog shit. Things finally start to feel a little bit better, and then I get pulled back to run the valve.
Yeah.
I will be so fucking mad at you.
The way that you find out about it is that there's a news you wake up one morning and there's a newspaper article and it just says overweight comedian smushed by piano.
That's how I learn of your death. I read about it in the newspaper.
Front page. Very slow news day. So you're there and it's like I said, it's a very strange. So yeah, so you were, like I said, named the new manager of the Velveeta Room in
I don't like
Austin.
that.
And so your first day, you show up, Michael Park's there. He's like, Aaron, I'd follow you anywhere.
Say thank you, Michael. I'm looking forward to working with you.
He kind of like takes off his like beret for a second. He kind of like shakes free that fucking ponytail that he's got. His hair just like cascading down his neck. And he goes, I think everything's gonna be okay.
I'd say it usually is.
And he goes, ain't that the truth? And you turn, you walk in, and as the door closes, you just hear him say like, yeah, probably gonna need to find a new job, clap. And so you're like, all right.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of a busy night, so you don't have a chance to really talk to him about it.
Well, that's a good sign. Busy night.
You guys put on a show called the Crohn's Disease Sufferers of Comedy. Everyone on the show has Crohn's disease.
Okay.
Danny Goodwin is the MC.
Danny has Crohn's.
No. But they like just bring him in just because it's like, you know, whatever. Danny's a pretty good
Yeah,
host.
yeah.
Just
Yeah,
goes up
yeah.
for goes up first. Just eat shit.
If I found out Danny had Crohn's, it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either. Yeah.
Seems like a guy who might have Crohn's.
He seems crazy. So you the whole first night is kind of a blur. It goes by like, you know, pretty quickly. Like I said, it's a pretty busy night. So by the end of the night, you're kind of like wiped. You know what I mean? You are like very, very tired.
Yeah.
Michael Parks, you know, long left. You're just kind of sitting there nursing a Diet Cola, Diet RC Cola, drink of kings, you think to yourself. As you
Yeah,
pour,
that's what I think.
yeah, you
Because I
pour,
sip a Diet RC Cola.
yeah, you have like a, like, well, the first thing that you did at the Valve is you changed the, like, the plastic cup situation into like glass. Like, there's like really nice glassware there now. So you have like a tumbler.
Why the fuck would I do that?
You just wanted to bring a
Why?
touch of, you wanted to bring a,
Why?
you wanted to bring a touch of class to the place, I guess.
A touch of class?
Yeah.
That is not. There's
So,
no fucking way I would swap out the plastic for glass at the Velveeta room. That's not a place that needs glass.
it does not. No, it
It
does
does
not.
not
And
need
so,
glasses.
yeah, I mean, there were like several times that you had to like sweep up broken glass during the show. At one point, Danny Goodwin, like kind of towards the end of the show, he's like walking to the back and he eats shit and like falls in some of the glass.
Oh no,
Yeah.
Danny fell in the glass. Why didn't I
Yeah.
clean it up immediately?
You just, I don't know. I guess you just didn't notice or.
Dude, that
So he kind of
glass
gets
breaks,
up.
you clean it up
He gets up and walks
just to
away.
avoid this exact kind of issue.
As he walks away, you see that there's like bunch of pieces of glass still on his back and like his neck. He doesn't seem to have noticed.
That's weird. I'm
You're just
telling.
like, you're like, ooh, no, you do not bring it up because you're like, you don't want to get sued. So you're sitting
This
there, and
sucks.
as you're pouring your Diet RC Cola into that fucking crystal glass tumbler with a single large ice cube. You pour the RC Cola, you watch it as it kind of like flows down all the
So I
sides
have
of
an
the cube.
ice cube mold of just one cube that's very large.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, like an old fashioned, but with Diet RC Cola.
Big old fat cube in there.
Yep. And it is like the fattest cube that you could possibly fit in that tumbler
Okay.
without it actually touching the actual like sides of the glass, you know, the inside of the glass.
Yeah.
So
It's a thick cube.
it is a thick, fat cube, and it goes right to the edge of
Damn.
that fucking glass. It does not touch. You pour the Diet RC Cola, and it like you pour it into the middle of the of that giant cube, and like it kind of like rolls down the all sides of the cube equally, like at the same time, you know, like instantly.
Nice. That's weird.
And
It's a cube. It's
as
not
you
like it's a
eat,
sphere.
no.
It's
So
a
you
cube.
watch it, everything is like equal as it goes down at the same
That is
time.
fucking weird.
So
It's really fucking strange
and
that it's
as
all
you
equal, evenly coated.
evenly coated, it is an evenly coated piece of ice in that crystal fucking glass that you hold in that southpaw of yours.
Oh, I'm holding it. I'm drinking lefty.
You're drinking lefty, you're pouring righty. And you think to
Yeah, that
yourself
makes sense.
as you watch it, you know, as you watch the Diet Cola, you know, kind of like fall through the air. You think to yourself, this is a drink of kings.
Whatever.
So, like I said, you're pretty tired and you sit there, everyone's gone, and it's not, you don't actually remember falling asleep, but you come to, and you are in an all
Are
white
you fucking kidding
room.
me? Are you fucking kidding me?
An all white space. And you're kind of like, what the fuck? Because you were just sitting there, you know, drinking your cola, and you realize like, oh, I must have, I don't know, am I like, what happened? You don't realize what's
Oh,
going on.
what the.
You kind of go to stuff, you kind of say out loud, what happened? And then it you saying that like echoes everywhere, even though it's a room without walls. So just you're like, what happened? 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 Suddenly, you hear like a drip, like a dripping sound,
This
like a
fucking
faucet,
sucks.
like a
Yeah.
faucet in the distance, dripping behind you. You turn, and standing there is this guy, 9 feet tall, dressed like a clown, and he is holding a balloon that has your face on it. Your eyes are like dripping, like black
Blood.
blood. Yeah, black blood.
Ugh. How would I recognize it as blood if it's black?
Because you can smell it.
Oh, great. Great.
It drips, and what's weird is that, like, as the black blood flows, drips out of the corner of your eyeballs, you hear it drip, but like you see it, it never actually touches any ground. Like it just continues down forever into the white space.
So I'm just
And
floating.
yeah, and the clown says to you, "Hello, Aaron. My name is
Dreamy
Dreedan."
Dan.
Ruler of the Dreamscape. And welcome to Aaron Brooks in Welcome to Lovecraft, Volume 4, The Outer Dark. The balloon pops. You kind of like wake up, and you're kind of like sitting there for a moment, and you kind of like the dream kind of goes away immediately. And you sit there, and suddenly, like, you hear like a click. And you realize that, like, the light on the stage of the Velveeta Room has turned on. And you think to yourself, huh? Gee, I must have accidentally turned the lights on. Oh, poor old fumble fingers, you say to yourself. You kind of stutter a little bit.
That's what I say to myself. Poor old Fumblefingers. My reality's just been shattered.
And so you look up and you see like on the now illuminated stage, there's this like kind of like a suit on the stage floating by itself, almost like it's like being worn by like a person, but there's no one there. Just like a floating suit. There's a top hat and everything. There's a cane.
Top hat and a
Yeah.
cane.
And you hear, "Hello, Aaron. Can I talk to you for a second?" What do you do?
I'm fucking terrified. I am in utter shock.
Goes,
I probably back out of there
yeah.
and leave.
So you kind of just immediately go like, fuck this. And you start to like you run to like the back. The door is locked. It won't open. And then you hear, "Hey, Aaron, I only need a moment of your time."
I would go out the front door.
You walk to the front door, and like as you reach the side of the stage where the door is, it just like slams shut.
What the fuck is going on?
He goes, "Aaron, my name is Ronnie Velveeta. And I'm the ghost that haunts the Velveeta Room. Veeta Room. Veeta Room." He goes, "Want to hear a joke?"
No, I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to get the fuck out of here.
So Ronnie,
You
though,
have
the.
this you have the you have the stupidest name I've ever heard in my fucking life, which has inspired the dumbest comedy club name of all time. And that to the point that like when you tell somebody about the Velveeta Room, you go, look, I know it's a dumb fucking name, but it's good in spite of that.
Sure, yeah.
Every comic who's talked about it has had to explain it to somebody else. It's
Yeah.
that bad of a name.
So Ronnie Velveeta is the first comedian who ever performed at the Velveterum. And so he actually died there, and so they named it after him.
A lot of people have died there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that the other day. He goes, so there's a kid, and he's in class. This kid named Johnny. The teacher says, tell me, Johnny, if your father borrowed $100 and promises to pay $10 a week, how much will he owe in 7 weeks? $100, said Johnny. I'm afraid you don't know your lesson very well, said the teacher. I may not know my lesson, said Johnny, but I know my father. He goes, anyway, he goes on to explain that he
What the
is.
fuck? What a colossal waste of time this been.
What do you mean? He's telling jokes and stuff. He's
What
a
a
ghost
fucking,
comedian.
what a terrible joke.
He goes, how come you never hear a pterodactyl use the bathroom? He goes, because the pee is silent. He goes on to explain that he, like I said, he's a ghost who haunts the Velveeta Room. And he basically says to you, like, he goes, Aaron? Only you can set me free. He goes, I need what's known as the artifact. Will you help me, Aaron?
N fuck no. I'm not helping you. You've locked me in here. You're holding me hostage right now.
Yeah.
You told two terrible jokes.
He goes,
I don't
but
want to
let
help
me.
this person.
He goes, but let me ask this, Aaron. What do the two oceans say to one another?
Unlock the fucking doors.
He goes, nothing. They just wave. He goes, all right. Well, he goes, you're not going to help me, Aaron? And then
Fuck no. I'm
you
not
see
going to
like the
retrieve a
he.
thing called the artifact for you. That's a main quest line kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't care enough about you.
He goes, all right, Aaron, if that's what you want. The door opens. What do you do?
I get the fuck out of there. I
You
get the
walk
fuck out of there. And I call the
through.
people who own it and I tell them, you got to find somebody else to do this immediately.
So
I would
you.
say I love Pat and I want to honor his memory, but this can fuck off.
Yeah. So,
And I tell him I saw a ghost. And he wants me to get the artifact.
you're not a little
You
bit
know.
curious?
You know how long and arduous of a task that's going to be? It's called the artifact.
Yeah. So you think that to yourself, you're like, you have this whole thing that you're gonna say to Michael and Shannon, and at you walk through the door. And like as you walk through the door, suddenly like a portal opens and you walk right through the portal. And
Fucking sucks.
you hear, find the artifact, Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. And there's like a blinding light. And
Great.
suddenly you're in this like almost like a Lord of the Rings kind of like setting.
Like a Middle
Where,
Earth.
yeah, you're kind of in like a Middle Earth type of situation. Yeah. And you kind of like rub your eyes and you're like, what the hell's going on? Because you see there's like unicorns running around, there's griffins flying. One of them shouts, hello, Aaron, as he floats over you. There's like knights and stuff like that. Great pageantry and shit. and you kind of rub your eyes. You're like, holy shit. And standing in front of you is this, I don't really know how to explain it. He's like a wizard. Like when you think of a fantasy style wizard, that's kind of what you're seeing. He says, "Hello, Aaron. My name is Stardust, the Space Wizard. What brings you
Fuck.
to the Rosy Realm?"
I just want to fucking go home. Are you shitting me? I'm supposed to find the fucking artifact for a goddamn ghost comedian?
He goes,
Well, this fucking sucks.
Stardust looks at you and he goes, "You seek the artifact."
I want to go home. I want to get out of here.
He goes, he kind of looks at you and he goes, "Well, I can definitely get you home, Aaron." He goes, "But we're gonna need to get the artifact."
Are you fucking serious? I've been pushed into this every step of the way, and I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you say that to him, and he's like, "Look, Aaron." He goes like, "Look, I don't want to be, I don't want to harsh your buzz here, fella. But the only way that you're gonna get back home is if you help me get the artifact."
Let's find those stupid fucking artifacts so we can get the fuck out of here. All right.
He goes.
Where the fuck are we going?
He goes. "Follow me." He goes onward towards the Yellow Palace.
Great. Who fuck this?
He jumps on a magic carpet. Do you follow him?
What fucking choice do I have, Pat? What fucking choice do I have? So I'm walking after this guy. He's on a
Yeah.
fucking flying carpet.
So he like flies with you for like a few minutes. You just kind of like sit
To be
there.
clear, I'm walking.
Oh, you do not get on the magic carpet.
It seems like he just sped away.
Well, no, sorry. I thought you meant you jumped on the magic carpet with him.
Oh.
So you kind of think to yourself, like, there's no way I'm
I
getting
don't
this
know if I
fucking.
would.
Yeah, you kind of think that to yourself.
I'm very skeptical of this. I've never been on a magic carpet. I don't know what that's going to be like. That scares me.
Yeah.
I think I'm. Is there no other way to fucking get there, or is this the only goddamn way?
He goes, "Well, I mean, you don't have to, but it's definitely going to get us there a little bit quicker."
Yeah, how long of a walk is this? I don't want to ride
He
on a fucking magic carpet with you.
lays down his staff of infinite sorrows and he says to you, "Aaron, it'll only take as long as your heart is true."
What the fuck does that mean? That's not like a mileage or a time. That's not a unit of measurement.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take me to fucking get there?
You kind of like look down and you realize that you're also standing on a magic carpet, like a carpet, and it's
This
just
whole
like
thing is a
suddenly.
fucking hassle.
So you start like speeding away, and he kind of like fills you in on what's going on in the Rosy Realm. Essentially, there's like
I
a
tell him I don't give a fuck. I tell him I don't fucking care about what's happening here. I want to
yeah.
get this goddamn artifact so I can go home. I don't want any part of this.
Yeah. So he they you guys pass over the Valley of the Skeletons. You see the big
What
battle
a
being
wonderful place.
you see a battle being fought between Centaur Nation and the Sons of the Minotaur. You kind of like speed past it and you just kind of like go in silence. He kind of looks a little annoyed.
I really, you know what? He looks annoyed.
Yeah.
I've been transported. I've been plucked from like a good situation for the first time in my life in years to come back to Austin to run the Velveeta room, only to find that it's haunted by this dumb ghost. And then I'm transported into another realm and I'm forced to find this thing.
The artifact.
Yeah, I'm a little fucking annoyed.
Yeah. He goes, well, I was just kind of minding my own business today, Aaron, and suddenly I
Yeah,
went
me
outside.
too.
He goes,
Did
suddenly
you
I
get
went up.
transported to another realm?
He goes, no, I had a vision of a frog sitting on top of a skull, and it told me that I had to help this kid named Aaron help grab the artifact. And you know what? I had plans today too, Aaron. You're not the only person being inconvenienced. And he just stares straight ahead.
I
His
don't give
eyes.
a flying fuck. I don't fucking care. I do not care.
Yeah.
I say to him, I don't give a fuck about your problems. You are here to help me find this artifact. Let's do this as quickly as possible so we can part ways.
Yeah. He
So
goes, all
but
right.
I honestly don't. I don't give two shits about what's going on in your life. I'm so pissed off that I'm here.
So you guys just like soar through the air for like a few hours,
A
and
few hours.
you soar through the Rosy Realm. You have like you see all these different things around. Like I said, there's you see all kinds of different weird like fantasy beasts. There's like a white tiger that has wings that goes bass, and he goes, "Hello, Aaron," and then
I
Stardust
go,
goes.
fuck off. I'm not here to make friends.
So you like soar and you just see you have all these see all these different weird creatures and stuff, and suddenly almost as if like out of nowhere you come upon like the biggest most grand fucking palace that you have ever seen in your life. It gleams a bright yellow that doesn't quite hurt your eyes. But it comes close.
Great. And this is an uncomfortable view. Awesome.
You get to
I'm
the
so pissed off.
gates of it, and there's like a guy guarding it. He has like a spear, you know. He goes, all right. What do you want? He goes, what you want then, Governor? What do you say?
I'm taking the fucking cues from this other guy.
Oh, from Stardust.
I don't know what I'm supposed to tell anybody. I don't know what we're doing.
Stardust looks at him and he goes, "We seek the artifact." And then the guard like looks up at you and he goes, "The chosen one." The gates open. You guys like soar through. You get into like the throne room, and there's like a gigantic, gleaming yellow throne there. You guys like get to the center of the room. Above you is like a multifaceted yellow jewel, just sort of like an orb almost, like floating in like midair.
Great, great time.
Yeah. Stardust looks up at it and he goes, "That looks pretty cool." And then he kind of like touches himself and he like touches his like hip and he goes, "Oh shit." Like reaches in, he goes, "Oh, it was here the whole time." And he pulls out like a spoon, and he goes, "Here you go, Aaron.
Are
The
you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
He goes, "I guess I had it the whole time. That's kind of embarrassing." He goes, "All right, Aaron. Well, really good to meet
So
you."
pissed off. I go, where the fuck do I go to get out of here?
He goes, "Oh, all you have to do is wave the spoon in a circle. That'll
I
open the
wave that
portal."
fucking spoon immediately.
You wave the spoon and like a portal opens in front of you.
I
And
step through
then
and before it closes, I turn around and I say, fuck you. I'm so mad.
yeah.
You wasted so much of my time and were an asshole to me about it when it was on you.
Yeah. And
Man,
they all
what a
kind of like
jackass.
and the portal closes.
Yeah. I flip him off as the
Yeah.
portal closes. I
As the
give him the
portal
finger.
yeah, you get in the finger. The portal closes and you're just like, God damn it. You're pretty annoyed, you know?
Yeah, I'm so mad.
You turn around and it's almost like there's like a you're enveloped by
Great. By what?
all of reality. All of reality has turned bright yellow, and space and time is like warped around you. You know what I mean?
Great. Yeah,
And
no, I don't know. I have no fucking idea what you mean, Pat. You just said the word space and time has warped around you. How the
yeah.
fuck would I know what you mean by that?
And then you hear a voice say, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." And you're wiped from existence.
What the fuck? What do you mean I'm wiped from existence? What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? I'm holding the goddamn artifact.
It was the king in yellow. You set him free, and he enveloped you.
Fuck him. Fuck you. This was so frustrating.
All of reality is like fundamentally changed, and you're just wiped from it. You've never existed, and the king in yellow is now like free to like wreak havoc on the earth. Within a week, every life form on earth is dead.
Oh well. Oh well. How frustrating. Every step of the fucking way that was.
You don't think it was cool to go back to the rosy realm
No,
again?
I don't. I don't. I don't.